Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council, talking about 2021 results. Heather, tell us what was accomplished for Oklahoma beef producers.
Well, as we wrapped up 2021, we wanted to share four quick results of Oklahoma Beef Checkoff efforts. Number one, Oklahoma consumers saw video ads promoting beef's taste, nutrition, and sustainability 3.4 million times. Number two, more than 700 FFA students received their Masters of Beef Advocacy certification through a partnership with Oklahoma FFA, creating the next generation of beef advocates. And number three, highlighting the role beef can play in the diets of infants and toddlers, the Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas Beef Councils hosted a webinar with 230 health and nutrition professionals. And as a result of the program, 80% of respondents said they were very confident in recommending beef as a first food. And finally, number four, the Oklahoma Beef Council funded promotions in Japan and South Korea, resulting in 1.45 million pounds of U.S. beef sales. If you want to learn more about the Beef Checkoff, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, good afternoon. The cattle futures were generally red today with the February lives down 22 cents at 137.82. Looks like the cash this week ended badly at 136. We had 137 early, and there's also a report of 136 traded at 1 and 2 weeks out into the future for 1 and 2 week out delivery. So a little disappointing there. April down 27, 141.62. The June's at 136.70, down 35 points. That was about where we were. We had the inside day. Today's highs were lower than yesterday's high. The lows were higher than yesterday's low. So an inside day still below the moving average, the 20 and 50-day moving average there on the April. Feeder cattle were up 20 today. They settled out in January at 158.92. Of course, those will settle to tomorrow's index, feeder cattle index, which includes today's cash price trade or cash trade. March feeders were down $1.30 at 159.50. The April's $1.10 lower at 165.10. Technically speaking here, really disappointing that we couldn't go back and fill the gap in the feeder cattle futures. The hogs today were $1 to $1.77 lower. They're giving some back. The April's down $1.77 at 94.67. There's several seasonal trades here saying sell the hogs, buy the cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
The grain futures market mixed today. The wheat was really disappointing, got weaker throughout the day. July Kansas City was down 20.5 cents at 7.97. I think this snowstorm is going to alleviate some of the drought. You know, the slow melting snow is pretty beneficial at this time of year. And there was some areas that got some snow, some others that didn't. Chicago wheat was 15 to 18 lower. The beans, on the other hand, 8 higher in March at 14.48. Maize up 7. Corn 1 to 6 cents lower. Today's cotton futures down 70 in March to finish at 121.63. The December down 54 cents at 98.83. December cotton has not been able to get above a buck. It's got to 99.40, 99.39, 99.37 several different times without being able to get through those levels. And then the stock market today, you know, after yesterday's Fed funds rate being unchanged, which was expected, but they also said they're going to dial back asset purchases. As old ones expire, they're not going to replace them with new. So that's kind of an interesting concept as they let that roll out. But they are going to raise interest rates probably in March. Dow Jones currently down 12. It's kind of volatile day, up big, down big, unchanged at the end.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.